this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Ansem Report Podcast, the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the universe, in the multiverse. There's probably one multiverse where we're not the longest running, but we don't like to talk about that one. That's Earth number 699, and we don't like to talk about that. We're also an award-winning podcast, by the way. I'd like to mention that as well. My name is Mike. This is episode 208, and with me, as always, is my brother, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Yo, dude, shout out Evil Mike and Jason in 699.
Yeah.
Like, Evil Mike and Jason be, like, not the longest running, by the way.
The shortest.
Not award winning, by the way.
Evil Mike, when they ask him, like, why'd you stop your podcast? He just goes, things just got out of hand.
What?
Like Doctor Strange.
Oh, I was like, what is this reference? I was like, it's like a Kingdom Hearts reference. I was like, did Vanita say this? Like, how you said it? I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck?
Multiverse of Madness was going to come out, and like, they kept showing that part of the trailer where like the evil Doctor Strange is like, things just got out of hand.
No, I don't remember.
You don't?
I know what scene you're talking about, but like, I didn't remember.
Bro, we used to say that to each other all the time, actually, on stream. Like, because we.
You really?
Yeah, because I actually found a clip. I was going through our clips to upload them to our TikTok. Go check out our TikTok. And
yeah, follow us on TikTok.
There's a clip of us just watching the Multiverse of Madness trailer when it just came out on my phone. So it's just whoever clipped it's a genius, because it's just us, like, it's just silence and me holding up my phone and you like leaning over my shoulder and looking at it and just going, oh. It's fucking brilliant. Anyway, this is a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Like, use that as like a template for so many things.
Yeah, yeah, we honestly should.
Just put that over top of like any trailer ever.
Right. Mike and Jason, when they find out Missing Link's been delayed. Oh.
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 Ah.
Not surprised we are. But before we talk about that, I just want to say, Jason, I just want to give a big birthday shout out.
Yo.
To our dear friend. Do you know who it is?
Well, it's not my birthday, so I don't care about it.
Okay, fair enough. It is actually 5 years since Kingdom Hearts 3 was released.
Wow. That's actually crazy. Wait, say that again. My ego just, like, refused to allow me to...
Kingdom Hearts 3 was released 5 years ago.
Oh, my God. That feels awful.
You know what that also means?
What?
Our podcast started 5 years ago.
Yo! Guys, wait, we're 5 years old.
We're 5 years old.
Damn.
Old enough to go to preschool.
Damn, we be learning our ABCs and shit. Okay.
We be playing fucking Math Blaster on the Apple's.
Yo,
Apple computers. That's what I used to do.
Okay.
Face Maker. You might be too young for Face Maker.
We be playing Purple Place, bruh.
Yeah, Purple Place. I forgot about Purple Place. Anyway, so Kingdom Hearts 3 came out 5 years ago, and that was like, you know, when we started this podcast, because I went a couple weeks before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, Disney Springs was doing a demo of it, and I happened to be going to Florida to visit Tara, who was working at Disney World at the time, and I said, hey, Tara, can we go play Kingdom Hearts, even though I'm there to see you? And she allowed, and we played, like, we waited in line two times and played, and it was cool, and Tara played, and I played, and we had a good time.
Allegedly, Bioroxus was there at the same time?
I don't think he was there the same day. He says that, but I just don't think that's true.
Allegedly. That's why I said allegedly, okay?
Yeah.
It's a podcast. We have to say some fake news. Like, come on, bro.
Jason, when he lays his head down on his pillow after spreading misinformation.
I need to sleep well tonight, dude. I have to spread misinformation, please.
But that's when we started the podcast. It was a couple weeks before KH3 came out. And with Addison. Shout out to Addison. And it's crazy to think 5 years have gone by since not only has that game come out, but also our podcast.
Like 5 years since, like, watching, like, this, like, slew of trailers, right? Like, so crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. And here we are without the next mainline Kingdom Hearts game.
If you asked me, I'd be like 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
That's like how it feels.
I agree. It's pretty crazy. Like, I feel like, I mean, Remind came out a year later, I think, right? And so, like, mm-hmm. that doesn't feel that 4 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of it feels like it was that long ago. Like I said, I was looking at those Twitch clips the other night, and there were some from 2021 that I swear we just did. You know?
We just
did that stream. That wasn't that long ago.
And dude, my world is like, it's cascading and falling around me right now. This is crazy, dude.
Jason's the fucking guy at the end of the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie walking down the
ship. It's just good business.
It's just good business. And the fucking ships. That is like,
the cannons are saying, KH3 5 years ago, Remind 4 years ago. Yeah.
That scene, bro, goes fucking hard. I know I'm a critic of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but that scene
The first three.
Fucking hard. Yeah, I've never seen anything past the first three, so I can't say. I think the first movie's really good. I think the second movie was good until I saw the third movie.
Yeah, it's definitely a setup movie.
Right.
I'm glad that KH3 did those, like, two movies so well, right? Because it's
they did.
The Kraken is still there, but then there's, like, those funny-ass moments where it's, like, you know, they have Davy Jones standing in a bucket because he can't step on dry land.
Right.
Or whatever.
I mean, one thing they should have included in Kingdom Hearts 3 was Barbossa coming down the stairs, bro. Because that shit went hard, too.
That shit went hard.
I remember leaving the theater being like, yo, Barbossa's back. Like, why was I so hype about it? But I remember being hype.
I remember me and Dad. I was like, when that movie came out, jeez, how old would I have been? Probably like 10 years old or something, right? And I went to go to the bathroom. And like when I was younger, my mom was like really overprotective, at least for me. And then like at that point, I had to hit my growth spurt. Once I was like 6'1", she didn't give a fuck. But like even though I was only like 12, like I wasn't much older, right?
Right.
But at that point, my mom's like, yo, honey, go with him to my dad. So my dad just like brought me to the bathroom. Even though it was like in the middle of a movie, I don't remember what it would have even been. But when we were walking back to our theater, my dad was like, yo, come with me, come with me. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we're going to go in here for a second. And I'm like so scared because it's Pirates of the Caribbean 2. And I was like pretty afraid of the first one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, like what the hell? We go in and it's like the scene where Barbossa comes down and he's like, I'm back, right? And I just remember being like, what? Because I was like so afraid of him.
And I'm like, Barbarossa... thinking he came back and he's bad, right? Like, I'm
right.
Like, no, the bad guy's back. What the hell?
But Barbarossa
like,
really
it's
did
like walking
the...
in.
The I'm thinking I'm back before
I'm thinking I'm back that John Wick shit, dude.
Yeah, he really did it.
But yeah, dude, it was like for young Jason, it was like imagine like sneaking in, like being like really afraid of like I don't know, like Darth Maul, and then you go into the second movie, and then Darth Maul at the end's like I'm back. You're like, oh
yeah.
Shit,
yeah. Little did you know that later on in life you'd be talking about Barbarossa edging himself by turning himself into a skeleton.
Yeah, yeah. I have done that. Wow.
Anyway, we're off track. Kingdom Hearts 3, great game. Received a lot of criticism at launch and continues to see a lot of criticism, and I just don't agree with that. I'm not saying
my
it's perfect.
My only criticism of KH3, that's just like, it's just like not acceptable IMO. Like, especially going back, like, it got fixed, like, a little bit. Bro, the fucking, like, lip sync is so dog shit, bro. Like,
some of it's pretty bad, yeah.
I remember when we were playing it the first time, like, some of the cutscenes, it was, like, pulling me out of, like, the immersion, even though it was the first time seeing it, where I'm just like, their mouth is not moving right at all. But it's not even like, oh, like, you know, KH, like, early KH1 and, like, the dog shit cutscenes where it's like, you know, the mouth just, like, flaps open over and over. But because it was, like, just, like, so wrong that it was just, like, pulled me out. I really hope they get that shit wrapped up. Like, they need to clean that shit up in KH4, well, bro.
I think part of the issue is, like, I just think some scenes they just didn't really, like, they said that's close enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't get to, like, do another pass on it or something.
Right. And,
like,
and you
it.
Know, to me... I get the criticism, and I get where you're coming from with it, but to me, I'd rather have the game out sooner than them, like, worrying about tweaking that shit, but I understand the criticism. I'd just rather live with the criticism, I guess.
I'd rather wait, personally. Like,
that's crazy.
For something, like, as important as a cutscene, like, if it's, like, a dog shit-ass cutscene, like, it, like, doesn't matter at all. Like, it's like, oh, here's Remy, and, like, shit like that. Like, I don't really care, right? But, like, there was, like, important cutscenes where I'm like, what the hell, bro? Like, I'm, like, Riku, I feel like, had really bad lip sync a lot, too. And it's like, Riku's not really in cutscenes that don't matter in 3.
Yeah. I don't think it doesn't bother me.
There's just so much more talking. Like, I get it, too, right? It's like, there's so much more talking, and then, like, they, like, changed engine. And so, like, there's, like, a lot to it, for sure. But, like, damn, bro, like, I hope they, like, because, like, if you go back and you're watching, like, older cutscenes that were, like, in, like, the newer engine, so, like, 0.2, or, like, or even if, like, you go look at, like, the more important KH2 scenes, like, the lip syncing is, like, really good, or, like, BBS, like, all of BBS for, like, lip syncing is really good, and then, like, it's just, like, clean, it's very crisp, it feels really good, like, there's no disconnect between me feeling like I'm watching an animation and I'm hearing a voice actor in a booth. But when it's like so desynced, it like breaks that veil for me really hard.
Yeah, I guess I don't even remember seeing desync in it. I believe you. I just don't remember that. But my problem, my criticism is like some of the voice acting was really like crunchy and poorly like recorded, like Terra especially, like his stuff seemed really like when he recorded it he was blowing out his mic, you know what I mean, like it was he was peaking it, so that's the thing that bothered me about the production of it was that I don't really remember voice. I remember you saying that when we were playing through it,
yeah,
and I was like, oh yeah, but I don't like remember, like, and it's been so long since I played KH3 and really paid attention to the cutscenes. I guess
Are you like, I'm looking at the captions in the cutscene?
I definitely
like,
read captions.
I'm
I definitely
looking
read
at,
captions.
Okay. I feel like I look at their mouths a lot. Because I feel like I just do that. Because I'm not, like, looking at their dead-ass eyes. You know, like, it's a...
Yeah.
Like, if I'm, like, talking to somebody in real life, like, you know, I might, like, look at their mouth or their eyes or whatever, like, depending on, like, what the situation is.
Depending on if you're trying to riz them up or not, right?
Right, right.
Because you look down at the mouth and you go back like up a to light the skin eyes stare. And then, yeah. Exactly. But anyway, Kingdom Hearts 3 is a great game, and there's people that act like it's a travesty, and I just don't understand that. They completely derailed the series. It's the worst combat. Osaka team. It's like, no, you guys, this game is good. It's like just objectively good, and I know you're not supposed to say that. I know you're not supposed to say that, but acting like it is a poor quality game is just insane. When you see some of the shovelware that's out there, you know,
right, dude,
or you see like, stuff especially like Suicide in hindsight, Squad. Like,
how many games? Yeah, like nowadays, but even in like the post COVID era and shit, like it's just so many AAA studios where it's just this is dog shit. Like the quality is terrible. Like you can't even say that about pretty much anything in KH3. Like there is like exceptions, but it is not the rule. You know. It was just more Kingdom Hearts and better,
right,
for the most part.
Right. I did, unrelated kind of, but I don't remember where I saw this, probably on Twitter, but someone reviewed Tekken 8 and said that unfortunately the story goes into Kingdom Hearts territory. And I just was like, that's so fucking funny. The fucking first game, a man throws his son into a volcano, and the man comes back the next game, and you're telling me that it went into Kingdom Hearts territory, bro? Tekken's always been batshit crazy, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like
they have, like, a devil gene, bro. Like, there's like this whole... Like, what are you talking about?
Bro, fucking Heihachi's dad was buried under the Mishima Zaibatsu for fucking 50 years and then came out and he has a mouth on his stomach, bro.
On his stomach,
like,
yeah.
On his fucking stomach, bro. Like, and he was, like, holding up the Zaibatsu, I feel like, with that. It was like an Atlas situation.
Like Titan, yeah.
Right, yeah. Like, well, fucking, what the fuck, bro? You're going to tell me now it's, like, fucking Kingdom Hearts level, bro? Ain't no way. I fucking love Tekken, by the way. I can't wait to play that. I haven't gotten it yet.
I've been watching, I watched the shout out to Iron Aggro. I was watching him stream it in the Discord. It just looks so good. Like, it makes me want to get it, but I'm like,
so
those, I'm shit at those games and they trigger me. I don't like being bad at games, you know.
My problem with fighting games is it's the kind of thing, it's like kind of how I felt about speedrunning KH3. It's like I don't have enough time to get as good at this as I want to.
I could
get good at it. Like I've been pretty proficient in different fighting games in the past, Tekken, Marvel vs. Capcom, you know. But, like, I don't have the time anymore to play them like I want to. So, like, it's got to have, like, a pretty cool story experience if I'm going to get a fighting game. And I know Tekken does. But then at that point, I'm like, am I spending $70 on a game? I'm just going to play the story and then, like, never play again? Because I don't want to play online. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not something that repeats. And I know a lot of people like to do that. Like, yo, I got a lab gin. I got a lab.
That stuff is really cool.
Panda, you know, I gotta lab this shit, but like that's just not what I like about fighting games. I like playing with your friends, but I don't have any, and I like the story modes
real,
but I don't want to pay $70 for story mode, so I'm waiting to get
bring
it
back,
kind of
Tekken bowling is the main question.
No, but Tekken ball, which is like the volleyball,
okay,
came back. I guess Tekken bowling was in the last one. So you can still play 7 and play Tekken Bowling, but
they did
Tekken Ball for this one, which I think was in Tekken 3 originally.
Okay.
And Tekken Ball is fun. It was a little janky in 3. I'm sure it's better now.
Right.
But yeah, no, I love Tekken, and I love the story of Tekken. Like, that's one of my favorite lores in video games.
It is
really
good.
Because it's nuts. Like, to me, it's more nuts than Kingdom Hearts.
It also, like, bro, like... I feel like the more, like, normie take, because obviously this is just, like, a dumb, like, uneducated take, in my opinion. Like, I feel like it would be more of, like, on some, like, Final Fantasy VII bullshit, right? Because there's, like, some, like, one wing type of shit, and, like, I don't know, bro. Like,
it's crazy, because, like, people that,
do, like,
even
the
if you
motif,
say that. even if you say final, like, because many people are like, oh, Final Fantasy, you doing Kingdom Hearts bullshit. It's like, no, Mira did not invent anime.
Right.
What you want to say is anime bullshit, but then people have coded that as you being racist when you say that, because that's, it's kind of true. Like, this is like some this is some Japanese bullshit is what you want to say, white game reviewer. And it's like, that's just say the story's weird. Like, you like, it doesn't. So Kingdom Hearts has become the new way for racist people to say that a story's weird.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm sorry. That's like, maybe that's controversial, but like, just saying an anime type storyline is Kingdom Hearts bullshit. Like, that's just nuts, dude. And I'm sick of standing for it, dude.
Cracked the egg open, dude. He cracked the story, dude.
Like, I'm kind of sick of hearing that, low you know? Key.
Some, like, Kingdom Hearts bullshit. What do you mean by that? Oh, you mean all of these, like, tropes that are in anime?
Right. Like, tell me you're racist without telling me you're racist, bro. Like, that's crazy. Like,
it's a bit suspect is what it is.
It is. It is. And it's, like, the kind of shit, like, IGN and, like, video game review companies in, like, the early 2000s and late 2000s, like, we're doing all the time. We're really good games, like, got shit on because they were, like, overly, like, Japanese culture-based, right? Like, when Xbox was trying to get RPGs on their platform and they made Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey. I've never played Blue Dragon, so I can't say if Blue Dragon's good, but Lost Odyssey is an incredible game. And people were shitting on it because they're like, oh, this is weird weeb shit. And it's like, bro, like, that ain't it anymore. Like, video games wouldn't exist if not for, like, the Japanese video game scene. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the games that you like are very, very popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to start when a story's crazy, I'm going to start saying, yeah, this is some Elder Scrolls bullshit.
Like, what does that even mean?
This is some Todd Howard Bethesda bullshit, bro. That's what I'm gonna start saying. When you beat the game, you go into a time loop. This is some Todd Howard bullshit. Super mutants? That's out there. It's like, stop, dude. That shit just drives me nuts. And I know, like, it's close to home for me because, like, usually it's Kingdom Hearts they shit on. But it's like, anytime any reviewer says something like that, like, oh, the story goes into tropey. Like, just stop. Just don't. Just say you think the story's weird. That's okay. Well, and, like, you could say that.
The thing is that it's like, okay, like, it being like an Eastern trope versus a Western trope. Like, like, tropes aren't necessarily bad. Like, I hate that, too. Like, tropes can be fucking good, bro. That's why they work. Like, that's why there's so many of them.
Right. And I get that, like, in a review.
The trope of, like, big-ass knight dude with a big-ass sword, right? Like, there's so many fucking characters like that. Like, just, like, Berserk or some shit. Like, that trope works because it's fucking cool, bro.
Right. Imagine if when FF7 came out, the reviewer was like, yeah, this is, like, very derivative of Berserk. It's like, shut up. Like, that's stupid. Like, it's, I get reviewers, their job is to have an opinion. Like, that's the job. Mm-hmm. But, like, just because you heard that Kingdom Hearts story is convoluted from your friend doesn't mean you should say, oh, this is some Kingdom Hearts bullshit. Like, that's just, like...
Bro, like, honestly, like, I feel like, what is, I can't remember the name of the franchise. BioShock. Like, I feel like BioShock Infinite is, like, a game that I've heard is, like, notoriously like that. I don't really know, right? But, like, I've heard it's like, oh, you beat the game, and then, okay, now you go watch the YouTube video that explains it, right?
Right.
I feel like Kingdom Hearts really isn't like that.
No.
Right? Like, if you sit down and play all of them, like, there might be some nuances you don't know, but, like, you can understand the overall arcing story. Like, it's not hard. Like,
right. It's not like it's like Five Nights
Disney
at Freddy's
marketing. Like, it is marketed towards, like, kids and, like, preteens and teens, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's not even like it's like something like Five Nights at Freddy's or like those spooky indie games where, like, they don't give you everything and you have to piece it together, and then you go on a Reddit post or like a YouTube video and somebody's done it for you already and you go, oh.
And they get praised for it. Yeah.
Right. Which that stuff's cool. I like stuff like that. But like acting
Yeah, I think that that's cool.
Like people should start saying that's some Five Nights at Freddy's bullshit, you know? But like no one would understand what that means because they'd, wait, it's like animatronics or it's scary? And it's like, no, like it's like the lore is hidden in like little newspaper clippings and like fucking.
Yeah.
But like back to your point about Bioshock Infinite, I've never played Bioshock Infinite. So if I was writing a video game review, I would never go, yeah, it gets into Bioshock Infinite territory.
Dude,
with the story.
Actually,
and
bro.
I feel like so many of these people haven't played Kingdom Hearts. And then
they just wouldn't say it. They'd be like,
right,
what is
exactly.
That even?
If they actually gave Kingdom Hearts this time of day, they wouldn't
so
say
real.
This.
Also, Mr. Video Game Journalist, you're like fucking 30, bro. You tell me you can't understand this, bro. Come on, bro. How do you not have the reading comprehension, bro? It's so easy.
Media literacy is dead.
Like, you literally write for a living and you tell me you can't understand the nuance of Kingdom
Hearts.
That's
like the equivalent.
It's not that nuanced.
That's like the equivalent of like the one IGN dude not being able to beat the tutorial of Cuphead. But
real.
Like from a story perspective, like you can't understand the story.
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm not one of those people that brags about being smart or anything, but like,
no.
What's your
I'm
IQ level, my guy? Like, it's not.
I'm an idiot.
Right.
Also, it's like,
I failed my driving test, you know?
Like, for the most part, if there's something that you don't understand, it's because they want you to not understand it yet, right? It's like,
and
like,
you know,
oh,
what
the whole like nobody shit.
If people were like, because if games do that, and Nomura especially and Sakaguchi from Square, they're notorious for doing that, and they did it with Final Fantasy 16, they did it with Final Fantasy 15. They leave the ending open-ended because they want you to talk about it. If someone was like, hey, this game has a little bit of that Kingdom Hearts quality where they want, you know, they're trying to leave some mystique and some mystery, I would accept that. But that's not how people mean it. They
mean it
as in some weird shit happens, bro.
There's
you
like
know, and it's
traveling
like
and like
right.
Yeah.
And so that's what drives me bonkers.
He
about
is
it.
Him and he's also him and he's him.
There's time
he's
travel. Like Kingdom Hearts invented time travel. Like fuck off, dude. Start saying there's some Star Trek-y bullshit going on here. You know what I mean? Like come on. Like, stop with this.
This is some Star Trek bullshit, bro.
Anyway, Kingdom Hearts came out 5 years ago. There's some time travel for you. Kingdom Hearts 3.
We've traveled back.
We traveled back. I did not plan on talking about that today, but I just remembered it, and it just...
You had to get it off your chest, dude.
I did. And it made me realize I'm probably going to go buy Tekken after this because I really want to play it.
Real. I'm fighting my Devil Jin demons, you know?
Well, have you seen like people customizing the characters?
Yes, dude. It's so fucking cool.
It's so
funny.
I remember...
I've been seeing motherfuckers dressing people up by like Goku and shit, bro.
Right.
Like,
so they had that in 7, but it wasn't as robust, obviously. But
yeah.
Akuma from Street Fighter
Big
was a
cooked.
Guest character
Ooh,
in Tekken
okay.
7.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I remember, yeah.
For some reason, one of the things you could do is put a Bullet Club shirt on people.
Yo.
And so I put Akuma in a Bullet Club shirt and posted on Twitter, and, like, that tweet popped off, bro.
I remember that, actually. I remember that.
Everyone was like, yo, Akuma's in the Bullet Club? Let's go, bro.
That
shit
was
hype.
Tight, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to check out Tekken 8, because I love Tekken. And I'm just dragging my feet, but... That's not what this show is about. This show is about Kingdom Hearts. And we had some Kingdom Hearts news, actually, Jason, now that we're done talking about the 5th anniversary of Kingdom Hearts 3. I know. And
no
I wish
way.
I could tell you it's good Kingdom Hearts news.
Oh. I was about to erase, you know, I got my fucking whiteboard with good Kingdom Hearts news. I was about to erase it, but you said it's not good news,
no,
dude.
No, it's
unlucky.
Not good news.
It's still at... 1,384 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, there hasn't been good Kingdom Hearts news since Roman Reigns won the Universal title, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
It's Jover.
So, Square Enix had originally said, hey, guys, there's going to be a Missing Link beta test for Android users in January of 2024. and they have postponed this closed beta test. And let me read you what they said. We have decided to postpone the closed beta test of Kingdom Hearts Missing Link for Android, originally scheduled for January 2024, after concluding that further adjustments are necessary to ensure that the game can be comfortably played on more devices. We deeply apologize for the delay in notifying those who have applied to participate and the inconvenience caused by the postponement. The closed beta test is now scheduled for spring of 2024. We will announce the winners and future details on the official Missing Link account, so we ask that you wait a little while longer. Thank you for your understanding and continued patronage.
I do not like the spring. Like, when it's not, like, a specific month, bro, it's, like, that shit feels bad. Like, I get that it's, like, because they postponed it, it's, like, oh, we don't want to have to postpone it again, because then it's, like, doomed sounding, right? So, like, it gives them some leeway.
Yeah. But also, I forgot
doesn't
to mention,
inspire confidence.
Yeah, I forgot to mention I'm on Cage 13 reading Orpheus Joshua's article. Shout out to OJ. And Ryuji translated their tweet for us, so thank you, Ryuji. Ryuji's translated so much for our show in particular. Not... like, we didn't ask him to. We just always steal his translations. So shout out to Ryuji.
Dude, eventually we won't need to, bro.
Yeah. Eventually Jason will be the translator.
Dude, so, like, this is definitely off topic, but I think people will enjoy it. So I have this app called Today, but it's, like, spelled in, like, the phonetics of Japanese. So it's T-O-D-A-I-I, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically it will... like, take articles, like, news articles. There's, like, a whole bunch to it, but the part that I use is the news articles so I can get better at reading and then, like, reading comprehension and then also, like, kanji, right? And one of the breaking stories was about how... wait, which one? What? Let me find it. I can't remember. He's, like... it's one of the English monarchs. What's his name? Charles, yeah. Chaduzu. Fucking Charles, bruh. They translated an article about how bro has an enlarged prostate and has to go into surgery.
Hey yo. Because
I was like, what? Because it has like the kanji, and then over top there's tiny hiragana, which is called furigana, right? But I'm like, oh, even with this furigana, like I have no idea what it's saying. So like I press on it, and it tells me, and it's like, you know, loading, and it says enlargement of the prostate. And I was like, ain't no way this is true, right? Like, this has to be a glitch. So I type it out into Google Translate and, like, make sure I get the right kanji and shit. And it was like, enlargement of the prostate. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? What have I got? I'm learning Japanese by reading about Charles's enlarged prostate, dude.
Charles.
The Charles bussy, if you will, dude. Like, what the hell? Like, are you serious?
Oh,
anyway,
man. So, I feel like I have an enlarged prostate waiting for Missing Link.
Because I've just been getting fucked in the ass, dude.
It's just enlarging my prostate. So this is... here's what's spooky about this, Jason. Is, in my head, Kingdom Hearts 4 was coming out end of 2024, early 2025. But they're not releasing the game in spring of 2024. They've postponed the Android closed beta test to spring of 2024.
It just depends. Okay, like, it depends, though, right? Because, like, some betas aren't actually really a beta, you know? Like, it's like marketing, right?
Right.
The last one definitely seemed like it was, like, an actual beta test, right?
I think this is, too.
It just depends on, like, to what degree is it a beta test, right? Like, is it a beta test for, like, server, like, stress test? Is it just for, like, literally just how it functions in general? I don't know. Like, more gameplay, like, feedback, stuff like that. How much of a beta test is it? If it's, like, literally just, like, an old build or something that is, like, just being used... or even like a newer build that's being used like as a marketing tool, we'll have to wait and see. Like if it's pretty much the exact same beta that we had, but it's just on Android now, it's fucking doomed. IMO.
I think that's what it is, brother.
I think it's doomed. Capital D doomed, if that's the case.
All right, so there's another wrinkle to this story that I want to get to, but before we get to it, we're doing a little teaser. We're going to take a short break, Jason. There's more to this story, but we're going to talk about it when we come back from our commercial break. Shout out to our sponsors who are random. Thanks, Spotify. We'll see you guys in a second.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Answer Report podcast. Jason. It's not time for the question of the week. We're not doing that. But
oh, damn. Baited y'all.
So a wrinkle to what we're talking about with Kingdom Hearts 4 maybe not coming out as soon as we'd like because Missing Link being delayed. I don't know where this rumor started. Well, I kind of know where this rumor started. I don't know where it originally came from. But are you familiar with a Kuji game, Jason? Did you, with what that is?
I don't think
K-U-J-I.
So. Kuji.
Kuji. Basically, it's a lottery in Japan where you can win multiple prizes. And Kingdom Hearts has done one of these for the last little while. And because they announced a new one in May of 2024. Okay. And someone on Twitter, I don't know where this originated from, like I said, pointed out that every time they've done this since KH3, it's been in conjunction with a mainline release. Well, almost. KH3, they did one in 2018, right before KH3. They did one in 2020 for Melody of Memory. They did one in 2022 for the KH 20th anniversary. And now they're doing this one in 2024. So people are hypothesizing that Missing Link is coming out in May of 2024. Now, that doesn't really make sense with this new beta news, right?
Right.
But then the other thing they're hypothesizing is they've done it every 2 years. So in 2026, that's when Kingdom Hearts 4 is going to come out. So people took this and ran with it like it was like a fact.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I guess Kingdom Hearts 4 is not coming out till 2024. Bummer, man. Oh, that sucks. I wanted to play it, you know. So, like, I've seen, like, you know, the usual suspects. The usual suspects with their thumbnail that says 2026 release?
With a pog.
They took a cat screen cap of Sora in the KH4 trailer.
No.
Looking mad.
Oh, no.
And put the Kingdom Hearts 4 logo on it. To be fair, the title of the video is Crazy Theory Points to Kingdom Hearts 4 Releasing in 2026. So at least they said in the title that it was a theory, but I've seen a lot
game
more people
theory. Shout out
kind
to game
of
theory.
Like... kind of like, yeah, yo, it's coming out in 2026, guys. Confirmed. Confirmed. Also, I forgot to mention this, but there's a state of play on Wednesday, tomorrow, when we're recording this.
Like what? What type of state of play?
Like they're just talking about PlayStation first party games or third party games or whatever.
Okay, like
I don't know.
PlayStation state of play.
Yeah, a PlayStation state of play. And so if Kingdom Hearts is somehow revealed there, I'm sorry. If you guys already know that, if that's the case, but like I don't think so. And there's a lot of copium on Twitter of people saying, oh, Kingdom Hearts. But anyway, the usual suspects ran with this shit, and they were like, it's coming out in 2026. We don't know that, guys. We just don't. I would hope it's not 2026. But I guess this Missing Link news kind of aligns with that.
Like, there's just like so many assumptions here, bro.
Yeah.
That it's like that like Missing Link really has anything to do with KH4 for one. For two, that it's like that fucking like Kuji like little gacha figurines.
Right.
Like have to drop when a new game does. Or
well, especially because
like,
when I was reading
they
it
have
to
announce it way early. Like, what if they just shadow dropped the Kuji when the game came out?
Right.
Like, you know
well,
what
and
I mean?
When I was
like,
reading it to you, bro, I realized it didn't even release the same year as Kingdom Hearts 3. So the theory's not even right.
Like, it's not like 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Right. The theory's not even right. It released in 2018, right before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out. But it's not even right.
Like, late 20... Okay.
Yeah, like November. But it's like, that's not even the right year. And it's close, you know, whatever. But, like, I don't know, man. Just to like, be like, oh.
100%.
If this schedule holds, that means that Kingdom Hearts 4 is coming in 2026.
It's just like a news cycle thing, bro. It's like,
it
you
is.
Know.
It is.
There's literally nothing else going on, so it's like getting more attention than it normally would.
Right. And I talk about like misinformation all the time, I feel like, with like Kingdom Hearts.
I feel like it's definitely like a just modern day internet thing. Like,
and I guess
there's like so much with like Pow World that was just like fake news, like just misinformation. Because it's just like, oh, this person, you know, has some type of article they write with a theory, and then it gets a YouTube video made about it, and then the YouTube video gets an article made about it, and then a tweet is made, and then all, and then it's like, okay, now it's just being like purported as like actual news rather than like the nuance of it being like a theory is like completely lost at
right.
that point.
And what I was going to say is maybe I guess it happens with a lot of things, and I just am more sensitive to it with Kingdom Hearts because I do a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Right, right.
But I just feel like I see it so much, and it's just like perpetuated by like the people that are like not the, I shouldn't say the people as in like they're the only leaders in the Kingdom Hearts community, but people who are leaders in the Kingdom Hearts community. Like, and it's always just been so frustrating to me. Like, you don't see like regular Pat doing that. You don't see regular Pat yeah. going Kingdom Hearts in 2026. What the fuck? You know, like that's just not,
that's
it's just frustrating. It's frustrating to me. I'm frustrated about it.
I get that it's like, oh, like maybe in like their article or video or whatever, there's like nuance. But like, how many times have you seen like an article or like a headline of an article or like a thumbnail of a YouTube video? And like, that is just like you don't care enough to click on it, or maybe you don't have time or whatever, right? Like, you still like internalize that information a bit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if it's just like wrong, just for the sake of like engagement, because it's like they're playing a game with engagement, right?
Right.
It's like I can't 100% hate, you know? It's like if purporting like the whole truth and only the truth, nothing but the truth, was like the best thing as far as like for like the meta of reporting news or whatever, or making videos or tweets or whatever, then they would do it. But they only do this because it's like, oh, this is what will hopefully get me the most success or whatever. So it's like, it's just a little cringe, you know? It's just like an internet meta that just unfortunately just is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how else to even put it.
It literally is. It's just frustrating. It's like when the Nomura said that Sora's appearance in Smash Bros. Is canon. Which he didn't say that, but like someone asked him and he had some cheeky answer, and then all the thumbnails were Sora in Smash Brothers canon ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, come on, dude. Please. please just stop. Kingdom Hearts people. Anyway, that's my old man yells at cloud for the day.
Yeah, I'm like looking at this Kuji stuff. It's pretty cool. Like there's one where it's like KH3 Sora standing next to Roxas in the Org cloak. There's KH3 Sora sitting on the chair doing the pose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a one with Kairi. There's some cool stuff. There's one with Roxas and Axel. These are pretty dope. I guess it's just like random which one you get. It's like an adult Burger King toy, you know?
It's literally a lottery, dude, you know? Like, yeah. You never know what you're going to get, and then you get the girl toy.
You're like, but I'm a boy.
I didn't want to get the pink or the yellow ranger.
Your poor parent that brought you there, who has just like worked an entire fucking 40-hour shift. It's a Friday, and now they like just got out of work. They're hungry as shit. They haven't ate all fucking day. Their boss has been riding their ass. They bring your fucking ungrateful ass to Burger King, and you're fucking mad because like you want to stay and play in the play place, and they're like, no. We need to fucking go home. I have to fucking clean the entire fucking house because you're fucking dirty little shit. And then now you're bitching about the fucking Burger King toy because you got a girl's Burger King toy. POV. You're a fucking parent 10 years ago.
Bro, that was too real. My eyes glazed over while you were saying that. It was too real. It was too real.
Your parents have, dude, shout out to all the parents, dude.
Especially Sora's
parents have
mom.
It rough, dude. Kids are fucking awful.
Sora's mom, dude. She has it tough. She's still waiting on him.
I don't know. She's kind of living the dream.
What does that mean?
The kid is just she's out of the house, dude. She ain't gotta get worried about shit, bruh.
All right, Jason. All right. I was going to just move on, but then you laughed again. So I'm just going to move on now, though. I want to remind everybody that March Caprice is coming up in March.
What?
I know. And you have till February 17th to sign up for the live stream events, which, as we talked about before, there's not a limit on the length of your live stream now. You don't have to end in an hour like it's been done before. You can go longer. So if you have a vision that can't be done in an hour, you can do it, right?
Yeah, dude. If you're cooking, you got like a really cool stream idea that you want to do. You want to put some work into it, but you're like, I want to do it for like a special thing. I don't know when I want to do it. You know, that type of thing. Yo, sign up for March Caprice, dude.
Yeah, do it. I'm looking at the sign up submission list right now, and there's some heavy hitters here. There's some heavy hitters that are streaming.
You could be among them if you go.
You could be among them. I don't think I can reveal.
Yeah, no leaking. We don't want to get fired.
I can't leak. I can't get fired from my job at March Caprice. It's the only job I have.
Yeah, I need it. Okay.
I need it.
Don't fucking get me fired.
I'm also doing a really poor job.
I need this. Yeah.
And they have all the reason to fire me already, so I can't give them another reason.
Yeah. This is. Chaney is breathing down my neck every day.
Can you imagine the fucking episode of the podcast after I get fired from March Caprice? Can you imagine the fucking episode? And I'm just fucking going after March Caprice. They fired me, and I did a great job. Well, I could have done better, I guess.
For the content.
Yeah, they just I need Chaney. I need you to fire me, please. I'm not really doing a great job anyway. Like, I kind of deserve it. So just I don't know. I'd say I'm doing a pretty good job looking at this list right now. There's some heavy hitters that I definitely reached out to, and that's why they're signed up. It's definitely on me.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
It's our poll.
And we haven't signed up yet, though.
Yeah, we need to cook.
We need to scheme.
Yeah.
We need to do some scheming.
We're a couple of schemers.
You know, they have these, I posted some of these in Discord, but they have these AI websites now where you can just drop a video into the website and then it will cut what it thinks would be good social media clips, right? And they'll add, it basically saves you a lot of time in like editing, and it uses AI, and it will say like, I used one actually on our TikTok, and the first one, and it will give it a score. Like, it will say, oh, this is like a 99 out of 100. So this will go crazy. Right. And the first one they pulled was, why subscribing? And they title them, which is really funny. Why subscribing is the best way to support our free show. And it says, the video effectively grabs attention with a humorous hook and maintains coherence by discussing various ways to support the show. It also provides valuable insights and makes it a personal connection with the audience. Furthermore, it addresses the trend of content creators relying on audience support. However, it could benefit from a clearer call to action. Right?
Yo. Okay.
So I'm going to read you. I put our last episode, episode 207, the last real episode of the Answer Report, and I'm going to read you some of the headlines it gave us because it made like 20 clips out of the whole episode, right?
Okay. We cooked. Okay.
The next best one is Unlocking the Secrets of Kingdom Hearts, a Podcast Journey.
Okay. that one's on the nose. Okay.
Number three, From Zero to Keyblade Master, the growing Kingdom Hearts community.
Okay. Yeah, these are some buzzwords.
Here's another like, one. Kingdom Hearts 4, release date speculations and predictions for 2024 and beyond.
Okay. That one's not bad.
The Power of Networking and Streaming, How to Build Connections for Success.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely talked about that.
The Answer Report Podcast, episode 207, Kingdom Hearts, MDA Awards, and more.
Okay, wait, it pulled MDA Award, okay. Yeah. I feel like that'd be hard for the AI to pull, but okay.
Here's a good one. Are you ready for this one? The Marvel Cinematic Universe and Kingdom Hearts, Where's the Surprising Ending?
Oh my God. Number 9 will shock you.
Level up your Kingdom Hearts live stream with these epic ideas.
Epic, dude. Epic? Underused word nowadays, dude.
Mm-hmm. Making new friends at March Caprice, connecting through Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Life finds a way to mess things up. Epic gaming stream fail.
It pulled the Jurassic Park.
It pulled your Jurassic Park quote. This one's great, actually. I almost used this clip. Surely the missing link is coming soon.
Surely.
Because we said surely like 20 times.
Surely.
Sorry,
I'm not trying to fuck up this episode's. My bad. Stop saying surely.
Yeah, surely. The Ultimate Guide to Kingdom Hearts 2 Randomizer Tournaments.
Okay, the Ultimate Guide. Okay.
Hilarious prank.
It's
going to
be as useful as most of these guides.
Hilarious prank. Goofy chokes Mickey?
Wait, what? Hilarious prank.
And this is what made me think of it, because we were talking about scheming for March Caprice, right? Last episode.
Yeah.
We didn't want to scream on air. Unveiling the art of scheming on air. Hear it from the experts.
God. Yo, we are the experts, dude.
Also, living with epilepsy, my journey and coping mechanisms.
Wait, what?
How did it? Because
How did it pull epilepsy?
I was talking about how I would seize up when the shingles pain really got to me. And it used the word seize to say I was having a seizure.
Oh, okay. Bro, I was like, it made me think, like, did we talk about epilepsy? Like,
no,
what?
Not at all.
No, we didn't.
Not at all. Just the wonderful world of AI. I posted this one in Discord. March Caprice 4.0, your ultimate guide to sub-Ethan-a-thon and shingles vacation.
Sub-Ethan. Shout out to sub-Ethan.
Shout out to shingles vacation, dude.
Yo.
Unraveling now, the mystery, Keyblade Graveyard, and Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Okay. I feel like I read that on Spotify before, dude.
The Survival Guide, How Landy Lodge Thrives in a Dwindling Space.
Wait, that actually is fuego. Wait a second. We said that shit to Landy now, bruh.
Ultimate Podcast Hosting Platforms, Stitcher versus Podbean. Because I just randomly mentioned Podbean.
It's like the two smallest. It's not like, oh, Spotify versus Apple Podcasts. It's like Stitcher and Podbean.
I posted this one in Discord too. 15 hours of nonstop factory madness, my insane vacation experience in Factorio.
Bro, that low-key feels like those YouTube videos where it's like, I survived 100 days in hardcore Minecraft
type of
vibe.
Right. Is the government hiking water bills to rob us? Conspiracy theory unveiled.
Bro, dude, yeah, I'm slowly turning into J. Conah Jameson, IRL. The conspiracy theories are just coming out.
It has one that just says 2024 update. What's new in SEO and digital marketing? Yeah, we talked about that.
What? How the hell?
So all that to be said is, like, this website, Clay Opus Clip, is what I used.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take your first video you do, they'll do for free. They'll cut, you know, like, I think they did 32 clips. I didn't read every clip one because some of them are really not funny. And our podcast was an hour and 17 minutes, and it took like 10 minutes. And these are the cuts they made. And, like, it's cool because it, like, will put the captions on there for you, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And make it, like, that's take helpful. It does a lot with AI for, like, if we had a video podcast, it'd be even cooler because it would, like, it knows who's talking somehow. So it will, like, jump between like, cameras or whatever.
Or I'm sure I've watched something that literally uses it.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. I would say, because now, you know, if I use it again, they want me to pay money, right? It's like $9 a month, but you pay for a year, you know? And I don't know.
Okay, so they want it, like, up front, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that would be worth it based on what we got. It made me laugh.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm sure there's some, like,
vacation.
Free thing where it's like, if you had the clip, like, they could, like, the automatic captions is just really all you would need.
Well, but Premiere has those functions now. It's just a little more work than this, right? Because you have to decide what the font looks like and where you put it, and this just does it for you, right?
Mm.
The biggest issue with me doing stuff like this is, like, if I don't do it right when I edit the podcast, going back and trying to remember what the fuck we talked about, if there was anything to, like, clip out.
It's so much more effort, yeah.
Yeah, where the AI just kind of does it, and it's pretty accurate. Like, I don't know that our podcast is super, like, breakoutable most of the time, just because we're so niche and we're just talking about such, like, it has to be something.
Especially,
like,
nowadays, yeah.
Right. It has to be something like the BioRoxas thing where I said he ignores his family or, you know. It has to be something like that, I feel like. But, like, it's just, like, maybe that's the problem is, like, our podcast just doesn't lend itself to that, and so there wasn't much for it to break out. But
Or you just need to go into it with a more open mind that if it doesn't have a good end cap moment, that would just make people be like, oh, shit, I need to go find like what they keep talking about, you know?
Mm. So
yo, let me go check it out. I need
all
some
that
more
being said, you guys,
Barbosa
there was a point
talk, you know?
There was a point to this, actually. It wasn't just me going, haha, funny. Because next episode, episode 209,
is entirely AI generated.
No, not at all. I think I have a challenge for you guys.
Hey, yo.
Are you better than AI? Are the fans of the Ansem Report podcast better than AI? And here's how we're going to find out. I want you guys, for the question of the week, that's right. Next episode's going to have a question of the week.
Oh, my God. We're so
tell
back.
Us what Ansem Report podcast moment, it doesn't matter if it's from episode 1 or episode 200, what moment would be the best breakout clip for, like,
ooh,
TikTok or Twitch,
okay,
or not Twitch,
yeah,
Twitter,
yeah, yeah,
or YouTube Shorts, or Facebook, or whatever, like, quick
short
social
form
media, short
form. Short form-ish, yeah.
Right. So I want to hear from you guys. Are you better than AI? Can you do a better job than AI?
I don't know.
And I know me challenging you like that is going to get some of your engines roaring a little bit. I know Jip's listening right now. He's like, I can do fucking better than AI. I know I can do better than AI. But if you guys don't do better than AI, then we'll have proven that AI is just going to take all of our jobs.
Yeah.
Robots are just going to take all of our jobs, and it will be your guys' fault. So I'm begging you guys to do better than AI. Please. I need this. Please. Please. I need it. But yeah, that's the question of the week next week. Or 2 weeks. You know how it works, guys. Come on.
Yeah, are you better than AI? Like, can you send me better, you know, lewd pics than my AI girlfriend can, you know? Those memes and ads are so fucking good, dude.
They are. Yeah. Like, don't use like
ridiculous ad.
Don't use like weird AI. Don't use AI at all. The point is not using AI. You guys are not anti AI. That's the point. So don't send me pictures of me undressed using AI. Okay, just.
Unless he's like shredded, you know, and
yeah,
has like a massive.
If you're gonna
dog
do that, I better have a ginormous schlong.
Yeah.
And I better be jorking it.
At least.
I better be jorking my penis.
Yeah.
You know?
Joke maxing.
I bet Tara that I wouldn't say jorking my penis in the Ansem Report this week.
And you did.
Because she's a real big fan of the term jorking your penis.
Jorking it.
So I finally fitted in at the end. Shout not that she'll Sarah listen to know, but I'll just have to tell
that's
her
the
I
breakout
won
moment.
Yeah, that's the breakout moment. Then she sees that on Twitter.
She says, what the fuck?
What the fuck? He's jorking his penis. There you go. There's a free one. Question of the weekers. Jorking the penis. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's Ansem Report podcast, Jason. Another banger in the books.
Yeah,
next week, you guys will see a secret Ansem Report number 4, which is already pre-recorded. I had to pre-record it because I'm going on a work trip next week. So you'll see me from the past answering some of your
it's
questions.
It's all pre-recorded, guys.
No, I'm usually live, no matter when you're listening to it.
I'm pre-recorded. Mike is just talking. I had to talk about this script that's right in front of me. I'm alone in my room right now.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking to Mike.
Yeah, he doesn't know that I said it's all I'm not pre-recorded. He just knew I was going to say
even
that.
My laugh. I'm just it says laughs in the fucking
okay, so the here's script. The part in the script where I wrote in that we finish each other's
sandwiches.
See, that's what I wrote. I wrote that in there.
I'm pretty
Jason
good at reading.
Yeah, he's reading. And then I have to painstakingly cut his audio to fit in with mine live.
I fuck up the lines a lot.
He does. My script's actually pre-written, but I don't pre-record it. I do it live.
Yeah, so he can, like, ad-lib and shit.
Right, where Jason just has to follow the script.
Mike, I'm not saying this. This cannot be said on a podcast. No, I'm not saying this.
You gotta say it.
Mike, I'm not saying this.
All right,
he's jorking his peentness. Yes! I don't even know how to read this, dude.
He said it. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week. Next week will be Secret Dance Report, and then we'll be back with episode 209, where we will answer the question of the Fortnite, if you will.
And maybe Kingdom Hearts 4 will have been announced?
Yeah. You know what? If that's the case, if it gets announced tomorrow, we have to do an emergency episode, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's real.
I don't think we can wait 2 weeks. I think that'd be pretty insane.
We'll constantly be going, ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
we'll
ding,
we'll have to
ding,
interrupt
ding,
your normal Spaghetti Bros feed with a disruptive Ansem Report podcast. So, anyway, we will see you guys later, Gators. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key. Now, fuck off.
You guys still here? Are you still weird with it? Are you still here?
What?
Y'all, are y'all still here? You guys are still here? Why are you guys still here?
Wait, who are you talking
to? You guys are
to?
Still here jorking your peatness? Really?
Yeah, you're still jorking your
guys,
peatness.
Guys, the show's over.
But, Jason, they know we have to read the names of our patrons.
Ah, we have to jork the patrons' peatnesses.
Yeah, your peatnesses. Because over at patreon.com/superspaghettibros, they support us every month. And, you know, I've heard through the grapevine that at some point, fine, I'll do it myself, the Marvel Cinematic Universe tier list podcast will be returning exclusively to Patreon. Timed exclusive to Patreon. I've heard that. I don't know how true it is. I know that I'm the one who makes it. I just don't know how true it is. We'll have to see. Time will tell if it's true or not.
True.
But until then, you guys are supporting us blindly, and we appreciate it. So we're going to read your names off here. Jason, start us off.
Famous for nothing.
Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Verg.
SB Cat.
Iron Aggro.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeteer, 7-Eleven.
Swarls Barkley.
Zach P.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Elbow Juice.
Dr. Lambin.
Panda Love.
It's your boy, Woody.
Jip 214.
Frank Bird.
Fabio Diaguana.
Vetus.
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat YT.
Strawberry Mango.
Boomer, happy birthday, Boomer!
Happy birthday, Boomer!
What's up, Carl?
Batuke Anda.
Librarian Gamer.
Afro Roxas.
Chaney.
Travis Town Jr.
Phil Games.
Dick Butt 23.
Angel.
Nocturne, aka Dangus, aka shit, what was Dangus's other name?
Cast,
Nocturne, all those.
Lost Constance.
And Becky. Shout outs to Becky. Thank you guys so much for the support. We really appreciate it. If you would like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/superspikegettybros and hit us up.
Give us a bit of jorking.
Yeah, you can. We'll jork your penis if you do it. We'll see you guys
you can
later.
Jork ours? Okay, yeah.
Maybe a little jork for jork.
Like sub for sub. Follow
jork.
For follow.
A little
jork. Any
jork
for jorkers?
Any jork for jorks? I'm gonna go into people's Twitch chat and start saying that. Any jork for jork?
Smilers.
Anyway, bye.